from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Investigators with Timmins Police are looking for any witnesses to and video of a shooting incident in the North End early today. They say a man was shot at about 6:30 in the area of Maple Street and 6th Avenue. He was treated in hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. A motor vehicle collision a few minutes later and about a block away appears to be related. Police say three men took off on foot after leaving the vehicle. An OPP tracking dog didn't turn up anyone. Two schools in the area were closed for the day, and two were in lockdown until about mid-afternoon. If you have video or pertinent information, Timmins Police ask you to contact them or Crime Stoppers. Bulk waste collection as part of spring cleanup only started yesterday, and already city workers are encountering a lot of things that don't belong at the curb.
We're not going to be collecting recyclable materials at the curb.
Waste Management Supervisor Patrick Belanger says the full list of what's accepted and what's not is on Timmins.ca.
It's actually pretty detailed, and we're still finding that people are putting stuff at the curb.
You can also hear more in the audio of our interview on MyTimmonsNow.com. Here's proof that moose season has arrived on highways in the region. At about 10:30 Sunday night, a moose was killed when it was hit by a car on Highway 11 west of Cochrane. OPP say a hoof came through the driver's side window. The driver and passenger suffered only minor injuries. Over on our website is a list of tips reminding you how you can reduce the risk of hitting a moose or other wildlife. Timmins residents have an opportunity tomorrow to pay tribute to Vic Power, the city's longest-serving mayor. He died on February 3rd. His family is holding a celebration of life at the museum beginning at 6 o'clock. Director-curator Karen Bachman says a trio from the Timmins Symphony Orchestra will be performing, apropos of both Mayor Power and his wife, Clarice.
They've both been involved with both the symphony and the museum for a number of years, which was why the family asked that the celebration happened at the museum, because it was near and dear to Vic Power's heart.
Speeches and tributes begin at 6:30. Get daily and weekly news alerts delivered to your inbox by signing up at MyTimmonsNow.com.